Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're enjoyed the little warm front that blew through Michigan over the last few days and woke up this morning and it's like, wow, winter's back. But you know what else is back is Barbecue Bob. He's been out on training for a new career and for the last 4 weeks, but he's back in the chair. I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
It is good to be home, baby.
Yeah, I know it.
Good
I know it is.
Good to be home. Love sleeping in my bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so funny, huh? Yeah. Jop and I both started new careers about the same day. I think you were 3 days ahead of me.
Yeah, yep.
And like careers, very similar negotiating. And we got to compare notes as we're arm wrestling. And I don't know. It was kind of a fun process. I had probably 4 months off because I got a nice little package to leave.
Right.
And normally people
don't expect one of those from the show. You're back, babe.
Normally
you're back.
People just tell you to leave. Yeah. But these people paid me to leave. That's how bad I was. So I got to take that time and work on the homestead. We've been total reno. You helped. Standale Lumber helped a bunch. They provided all our trusses and all the lumber, windows, and they're going to provide the siding in the spring because we ran out of time. But It's fun expanding the home and making it what you always wanted it to be. And you've got some more work to do, I hate to tell you, but you're not done. Garrett's Appliance has been fundamental in providing some nice Gen Air products and Thermador products. So it's just really nice to walk into an expansive home and have it what you wanted.
Yeah, and you were able to get enough of it done so you could celebrate the holidays with your family. And I spent a little bit of time over there with you and the family, and it was just a lot roomier, and it was just a nice space to be able to walk into and enjoy the fun times that your ever-growing family. Your daughter was there with her twins, and so the family just keeps getting bigger. Yeah. The boys were there with girlfriends.
Maggie with her boyfriend, the boys' girlfriends.
Yeah,
And that old living room just didn't cut it. And then you and Michelle, and it was pretty cramped last year. Yeah. So this year we had enough space. But I went back into the HVAC industry after an 18-year exit. I went on my own for 10, then on my own for another 8 or 4 at least.
So what's changed, man? Because that's a long hiatus.
Margins.
Yeah?
Margins are very slim now.
Right.
Yeah, it's really, really tough to make money, and you have to have a very sharp pencil. I went to work for Carrier.
Okay.
So I'm sporting a nice bunch of Carrier apparel now.
I see that new camo hat. Well, I don't really see it. It's hard to see, but he's got a new Carrier camo hat on.
And it fits, which is great.
Right. Big head Bob, man.
So it's cool to be back in the business that I knew so well and did very well in, and with a great group, the Carrier Great Lakes people are, it's honestly just a big happy family. It's so weird.
Yep.
It's weird.
Well, that's cool. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Good for you. I had a similar experience. Left my Home Life Kitchen and Bath, which I founded, and left that with my partner and moved over to Standard Kitchens and Standard Lumber. And that has been a great move for me. I've been there a little bit over a month now, and very different because I was a small business entrepreneur, and now I'm part of a big corporation with almost 400 employees, got 7 locations, and It's a very different world for me than what I was doing with a single location
kitchen
shop.
The most important thing I want to know is, can I still get a deal on the rest of my kitchen?
Yeah, and probably because I'm no longer the boss. I'm one of them. So I have to get approval now, Bob. I can't just say yes, but as you know,
I smell a remote.
No, no, we'll make sure we take care of you and anybody else.
Well, I'll tell you what, you hooked and. You know, you were very helpful in working with Maureen and your designer and helping my wife. She's very particular and very concise, and you know, she's very careful. You yep. know, she's just one of these people that measures 10 times and has to have a million drawings, which drove me nuts.
Only because she's married to you, brother, because you're a shoot-from-the-hip guy.
I'm the guy that has to draw everything, though. That was torture. I don't know what that looks like. Honey, it's a window.
Yeah.
A window.
Well, you know, the truth of it all, in what I do in the kitchen and bath area, in the design, the cabinetry, the countertops, all the stuff that goes in there, these are very personal spaces. You especially, Bob, derive a lot of pleasure and a lot of pride out of what comes out of that kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay. And when anybody's ever at your house, there's going to be a meal, yeah. right? And if you've got the right tools laid out the right way, it's easier for you than if you have to stumble over like you were doing before.
Well,
so we had an opportunity to redo it.
I have one complaint, and that mixer thing. Nah, just
yeah.
kidding.
Well, now listen, it was the boss that decided that she wanted a cabinet with a mixer in it. But you know what? She gave me those wonderful cinnamon rolls on Christmas Eve when we were over, and I got up Christmas morning before everybody else, and I put those things in the oven. So we had Maureen's warm cinnamon rolls, handmade. Oh, my God. They're making my mouth water just telling you about it. They were that good, but they came out of there. I know they did. So shout out to Maureen with the cinnamon rolls. Those were awesome.
Oh, man. Good. That's nice.
Yeah.
So it is kind of cool to be back in an industry that you knew so well. But I'll tell you what, the first 3 days, they put me in the pit. And Carrier is the dominant player in the commercial heating and cooling business. So these big package rooftops from 3 to 100-ton units.
Yep.
And the tonnage is based on cooling. You know, okay. A typical house has a 3-ton air conditioner, a decent-sized house. Typical ranch would have a 2-ton.
I see.
So if you're selling a 50-ton or 100-ton, it's a pretty big building,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you might have 5 of them on a rooftop. Well, our commercial department is a machine, and they basically just set me in there, gave me some help and some trainers and people, and let me get to work. And I spent 2 days probably just with my mouth open watching this thing work and feeling very intimidated.
Sure.
Very, very intimidated, because back in the day when I worked for another company, the brother of the owner of Carrier Great Lakes, I sold Lux Air rooftops, and I sold a ton of them.
Right.
But I just
don't
remember how I did it.
Yeah.
I don't know how I did it, because it just wasn't coming back. And I was feeling really stupid. And my job is to pump up the residential business in West Michigan. So I'm not necessarily going to focus a bunch on commercial.
We might be calling on I have a sales team. I'm operating in a management capacity now, but I have a sales team that calls on probably the same people you do. Then
I betcha.
Isn't that ironic? Because we're looking for the kitchens and baths and the cabinetry and countertops in a new build, where you're going to be looking for the HVAC.
Right.
And in that. And so interesting how life just takes a turn, man. And we work together on one place, and now we're potentially going to have an opportunity to do it again.
Well, I've been in the housing business my whole career.
Yeah.
I've done nothing but housing, whether it was
whether
it was lending,
right,
or HVAC or fireplaces and grills. It's always been home goods. And so I know people like in every sector. Most of them are retiring now, so that's not going to help me.
Yeah.
I have to work.
Right. No, Easy Street, baby?
No.
They took that away 18 years ago, too.
I'm getting a lot of texts from the beach in Florida. Yeah, can't help you, bud.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But anyway, so just kind of an ironic, this is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. This is not two old buddies talking about jobs they used to have and now that the new ones that they have.
Yes, but, it is.
Yeah, but what we're going to be doing is talking a little bit about off-the-wall grilled and smoked items. And what I mean by that is stuff that maybe you've not heard of before. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. And all